May 7th may seem a long way away, but it's not. And voters in the East China School District have a big decision to make on May 7th. They will be facing a bond proposal to, really overhaul the existing facilities in the East China School District. Joining us right now is the superintendent of East China Schools, Suzanne Sibula. Suzanne, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is a huge bond proposal. Tell us a little bit about the genesis of this, where this all came from.
It is a big bond proposal, and it started way back in 2016 when the school district had a bond proposal on the ballot, and it didn't pass. Mm-hmm. And so the district decided at that time, based on some of the feedback that they were getting, that they needed to look at the entire scope of where the district was headed with our declining enrollment and some of our infrastructure. And instead of going right back out for a bond, they started a strategic planning process. So 2 years ago, 2016, we started a strategic planning process in the district. Four committees. We met over 45 times throughout the year, and it kind of boiled down to a comprehensive building committee. We focused on the fact that our buildings and infrastructure needed upgrades. And then starting this year, that funneled into a bond steering committee. We now needed to steer ourselves towards a bond. And they've been working countless hours. They were formed in August of 18, working and got us to a board recommendation last November. The board approved our recommendation for this bond for May 7th. And moving forward, now we're in our bond kickoff is tomorrow night.
Okay.
So for our campaign folks.
How much money will this bond raise?
$148,680,000.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Absolutely.
It is a lot of money. But it covers the entire scope of the district. So from pre-K, from our early childhood learners, all the way through our seniors. Every single student in our district will be touched by these bond monies and these upgrades. So we're excited about that. I know a lot of focus is on the fact that there's a new build in the bond proposal for a combined middle school, high school. And that's gotten a lot of the attention because of the combining of St. Clair and Marine City. But I want to keep emphasizing the fact that every single building in our district will receive upgrades with this bond.
Well, let's talk about the thing that everybody else is talking about, and it is the fact that you are going to combine the schools under this proposal. And I think everybody wants to know, what are you going to call it?
Well, okay. So
is it St. Clair or is it Marine City?
Well, Marine City St. Clair High School sounds pretty good to me, right?
Okay,
right?
Put that in the mix. Why not?
Yeah, we have two communities that have a lot of identity in both of them. St. Clair's got a lot of exciting things going on, and so does Marine City. So, but that big decision, the name of it, will come later. Right now, we're really trying to stay focused on the reason, the why, you know, the fact that we can offer more opportunities and we can offer better facilities and those kinds of things for, you know, for our students. But I want to point out one thing. The proposal, this bond proposal, is for upgrades and the new build at the Meisner site and all of that. But the district has to consolidate either way.
Yeah.
So whether the bond passes or it doesn't, our declining enrollment is drastic, and we need to address that. And so the consolidation will happen with or without the bond.
How many students would be in a combined high school then?
About one, when we're done declining, we graduate right now about 100 more students than we have coming in our kindergarten classes. And when that finally levels out, the high school will be about 1,080 students.
That's big.
It is big, but it's smaller than St. Clair High School was in 2008.
Okay.
So we're staying right where we were, in around 2008 at St. Clair High School. I think the hardest thing for people to understand in East China School District is how small we are getting. Because when they think about combining, they think, oh, it's going to be this big, huge school, and it's not. It's not. It's going to be the size of St. Clair High School.
Declining enrollment, I think, is something that every district in Michigan is dealing with.
Yes.
Right now, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Because
it's
we have a declining population.
Yeah.
However, I mean, with the St. Clair Inn opening, a lot of other development in St. Clair, in southern St. Clair County, Marine City, what if there's growth in the next several years?
Yep, and we're hoping to see, you know, the Inn looks fabulous, and we're excited about that for St. Clair. Marine City's got some great developments. But one of the things that's built into this bond proposal is that the build is for 80% of our projected enrollment. So it gives us a 20% wiggle room for that possible growth. Mm-hmm. Although all of the studies that we've seen from SEMCOG to the ones that we've had to do for Treasury to get the bond show us continuing to decline. The age of our communities is just not younger ages. We're an aging community, so we expect that those numbers will pan out. They have so far. The district in 2001 had 5,766 students. We currently have 4,006. Okay. So,
East China voters rejected a bond proposal in 2016. Mm-hmm. Why will they say yes in 2019?
Well, the bond in 2016, they worked hard on it, and they were addressing this declining enrollment and infrastructure needs. They were looking at it, but it just didn't go far enough. It was, the term that was used was Band-Aid bond. It got us through a few years, but wasn't going to address this long-term declining enrollment and infrastructure needs. It just didn't go far enough. Yeah. And this one did. I mean, the district has spent hundreds and hundreds of hours over the past 2 years just looking at every piece of data to understand where we need to go to be sustainable so that we don't need to continue to go back out for bonding.
What's the impact on the average homeowner in East China?
Market value, it's about $7. Market value of a $100,000 home, it's about $7 a month.
Okay.
But we do have on the East China website now, we have a tax calculator. So if you go to our homepage, there's a bond 2019 button. You click on it, mm-hmm. and there's three things there. There is a frequently asked questions document. It's about 14 pages long. And then there's a PowerPoint presentation that you can watch. And then there's a tax calculator. So you can put your own information in and get, the estimate for the impact on your household.
You mentioned the campaign kickoff is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
What's the message that you want East China School District voters to receive in the next 2 months?
That we want that this bond gives us the ability to offer the types of opportunities that East China has always been known for, whether they're fine arts opportunities, AP class opportunities, opportunities for students that need different types of learning, or sports opportunities. There's a lot of fields built into this this build at Meisner Road because that was important to both communities to offer all types of opportunities. It's all about the opportunities. We currently running two high schools. We have opportunities at one end, but maybe not at the other. And as we get smaller, it gets harder to offer opportunities for kids. And so together, we can do all of that.
Because of declining enrollment and declining populations, a lot of other districts in Michigan have gone this route. They have gone consolidation. Have you learned anything from any of those districts?
Yes, we have, good and bad, on how to involve both communities in the decision, which we have done. That this two-year process has been a community-driven process, making sure they have a say and that we're hearing their concerns and how to move forward. Including our students in this decision-making process. I meet with a group of students and hear their voices, and some of them are upset that we didn't do this sooner. They want those opportunities and to be together, too. So, yeah, listening to our community and getting the input of our students over these past couple of years.
All right. Well, tomorrow night's the campaign kickoff. You got less than 2 months to get this message communicated.
I know it feels like a long time, and at the same time, it feels very short. So we're excited to get the message out.
All right. And if people have questions, as they obviously will, you have a lot of information on the school district website.
Yes, I do. And there's also in the links I talked about with the frequently asked questions, the tax calculator, and the PowerPoint presentation, there's a link right to my email address. So you can ask me questions, and I spend a lot of time each day answering those questions. So I want everyone to have all the information and have a good understanding of the why of this mm-hmm. of this bond measure.
Suzanne, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Suzanne Sibula, the superintendent of East China Schools, with us on WPHM 952.